Welcome again to the Journey to Holiness, where you can find your personal holiness through God's holiness. This is actually week 40 of the process as we are learning how to become stronger in Christ as we get through the journey of learning how to really generate our own personal holiness. And so this week's anchor of holiness that I'd like to provide for you is that you should always find a quiet place that you can designate as your place of emotional refuge. Getting away helps you gain strength so that you won't give way under the pressures of life. Remember, getting away keeps you from giving way. You see, in this week, I'd like to encourage you to let you know that there is going to be a quiet place that is going to get you to the point of centeredness. There is a very interesting scripture that I'd like to call to your attention. It's actually found in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. Hidden in this wonderful text is the solution on how you can actually know that you're going to be victorious only after you and I adopt quietness. Why, if you begin to look at Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it says to us, "It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not." It goes on to tell you that there are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The mercies of the Lord, that is, are actually renewed every morning. And verse 24 is so powerful. It says here that the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. And then finally, it is good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You see here in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26, you're going to find that the central keys of quietness and patience are the main ideas and are the main keys to refreshing victories over life's stresses. It is your desire and it is your hope, as well as it is your victory, to understand that the Lord's mercy are actually renewed day by day. And so what happens, just as his mercies are renewed, you're going to be encouraged here. And I'm looking to actually get you to the point of recognition that you're going to have to pull yourself away, get used to being quiet, finding a place of refuge so that you will understand that this is a place where you can go back and recall that the Lord is renewing your mercies, and not only that, that it is because of his mercies that we are not consumed. And so when you begin to realize that it is a place of refuge that you're calling yourself away from, perhaps it could be in a park. Perhaps it's in a particular room. Maybe it's even in your backyard. It could maybe even be in a library. Or what about a pond somewhere that you can actually relax, or you can find a safe place that you can call your emotional refuge? This is going to be a quiet place that you're going to designate as a place for you to remember and recall the Lord's mercy. You see, God renews us and he refreshes us each time that we learn to quietly wait on him and quietly wait for him. You see, the difference here is when you're waiting on God, you know that he's going to fix it, and you know that he has the opportunity in his time to make it right. When you're waiting for him, you are in that place where God wants you to be, and you're patiently and quietly getting to the point where you know that when it is the time, God is going to show up and make everything all right for you. You see, God is faithful, and he keeps us from being consumed by life, calamities and by life circumstances. And so it's going to be very important for you, once you designate this place of remembrance, as it were, it's going to be your place of communion. It's going to be a place where you come into communion with God. It's going to be a point where you come to the point where you're uniting your will with the Lord's way, and then your way with the Lord's will. So there's going to be a composite duality there, where you're going to find peaceful solitude, a place of refuge, and a place where you're away from the pressures of anxiety. You see, when you learn to get away, this is going to help you to gain strength so that you don't give way under life circumstances. Now, God only requires that we trust Him. He only requires that we put our faith in Him. And so peace and quiet are those spiritual showers that tend to cleanse our souls and emotions, and it tends to wipe away those things that have encumbered us from trusting in God and from believing in Him. And so you would probably want to have, as it were, a personal Gethsemane garden in your life, a point where you can unwrap and where you can unravel and perhaps even unveil your honest and true feelings. You're going to have to get to a point of identifying a quiet place that is synonymous to your connecting with God. It is going to be a spiritual refuge, and it's going to work for you. It is going to help you to unwrap, meaning that you're going to, sometimes life is going to get you so wound tightly that you need to take a moment to release from your sphere those things that are stressing you. It's going to help you unravel. Sometimes it's going to be so confusing. Sometimes you'll be so emotionally distraught that you're not even sure exactly what it is that has you frustrated. So getting into this personal Gethsemane experience is going to help you unravel, to actually pull apart those things and get you to look at exactly what it is that you need God to help you with. And then finally, it's going to unveil. You see, what happens is sometimes we cover up the problems. We cover up the things that we know are really hindrances to our life. But when you get to the point of a place of refuge, knowing that the Lord's mercies are renewed every day, you will honestly, candidly go before God and actually look into the mirror of your own soul and begin to uncover those things which you probably had not thought about that were holding you back. So you can free yourself from stress. Get to your place. Identify where that is. Only you can say where that place of refuge is, that physical place of refuge. And always remember, hope is not lost. Remember that tomorrow really is another opportunity to overcome and gain emotional security. And so, as you begin to study and look at this week's Anchor of Wholeness, Lamentations chapter 3 lets you know, really, you don't have anything to worry about. You just need a place that you can be reminded that the Lord's mercies are renewed every day. And that in verse 26 of chapter 3, it is good that a man or woman or an individual should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So your hope is going to be renewed, and you have to understand that when you quietly reflect, God is going to take care of everything that you need. I always say that if you take care of God's business, He's certain to take care of yours. And so as you get through this week of looking at your challenge, find that quiet place. It's going to make a difference between your victories and your failures in life. And so learn to get away, because that keeps you from giving way under the pressures. And I know you can do it, and I'm looking forward to your victory as you walk in yet another step for your personal wholeness.